Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
You are listening to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jessica Balboni.
And this is a cool one. This is a weird one.
Welcome to the apocalypse, everybody.
Yeah, unfortunately, for those of you who tuned in hoping that you'd finally get an escape from your hot, viral coronavirus content, we are here to tell you no.
Well, we're going to try.
It's still COVID-19 city everywhere in the world. But despite this, I mean, admittedly, we are recording this on Saturday, March 14th. It will not go up until Monday, March 16th. But
maybe it'll be better by then.
Yeah, maybe. I think of this as a time capsule to a bygone era before we had. I do want to bring this up. So everything's being canceled or postponed, or like NHL end of their season, NBA end of their season. Yes.
But I don't care about NBA, but I'm very sad about hockey.
However, within days of the NHL ending their season, Canada says we think we have a functioning vaccine. So that's all it took.
Stopped watching hockey.
Yeah. And they're like, well, we can't go watch hockey. Hey, better get to work.
On this vaccine, finally. Good job, Canadians.
Yeah,
I'm
really.
Very proud of you. I thought it was going to take like a year and a half or something, they said.
Well, okay, so as far as I can, and I don't want to talk about the virus, the scientific ramifications of the virus too much, but it is very similar to the cold.
Well, it is.
It is a
version
cold.
Of the common cold.
Because the common cold is a coronavirus. This
right.
one is specific. So calling it coronavirus is incorrect.
Right. And actually calling it COVID-19 or 19 is also correct. That's actually just the effects.
That's incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's actually what happens to you is COVID-19.
Oh.
Or COVID-19. It actually has another name that no one's calling it. It's like MERS or SARS 1.5926.
It's like SARS?
Yeah. That's its actual name. Yeah, I don't know. But then
whatever.
That was never catching on, so everyone was just calling it the COVID-19. That's actually more correct.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways. Let's talk about comics.
Yeah, so even though all your favorite live recorded TV shows and sporting events and musical performances and flights are being canceled, mm-hmm. comics are still... Has there really been any news about comics not coming out on schedule? Yeah,
nope.
So...
Comics are still coming out. You can
store's still
order
open.
Comics.
We're still open.
Yeah, please come shop here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I will... Let's just say this right now. You can purchase gift certificates online from us,
mm-hmm.
mail order... we actually might even be starting a delivery service.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So please support us.
Yeah.
Support other comic shops. I hear some shops might be closing
mm-hmm.
like during this because they can't support their staff. We're going to try to stay open throughout this as long as, you know, people keep supporting us.
Yeah.
Dark Carnival as well. I'm setting up a new PayPal account. It's going to be payescapistcomics@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
so you guys can just order directly and then use that account to pay. So do it.
Yeah. If you're going to be sitting at home, and everyone is,
yep.
then you know, and what if things go wrong and the power goes out? Well, comics don't need electricity.
They do not.
So yep. Read your comics by candlelight. You don't even have, you can still have working electricity to do that. You just need to have candles and a morbid sense of design.
Or I have these cool lanterns. They're solar powered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
all right.
Pop open my little lantern.
Nice.
So you can actually just pop open.
Yeah.
And then you can read this comic that just came out this week. It's very long and
yeah.
very confusing.
I almost said Matt Fraction. It's not Matt Fraction.
If
it's
only.
Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah, another Jonathan Hickman. And then
Jonathan
Mike.
Hickman, the mind behind the new Secret Wars series and House of X, Powers of X, and the entire X-Men reboot. This is his Image book.
This is a new Image book. Still not Black Monday Murders.
Is that him too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is Image.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is him too. Yes.
Oh, it's out of the Image. Okay. Yeah.
I just wish he would finish it.
Sure.
And this is Mike Huddleston, which I couldn't remember what he drew. So, okay, let's just start at what this book is about. I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't really know.
We read the whole thing.
we read the whole thing.
You read the whole thing. I read the first, like, third, and I was like, I can't do this.
I thought I wasn't smart enough, maybe, when I was reading this book.
I think, so there's, this happens a lot when people write something and then rewrite it and then rewrite it and then rewrite it, is they forget that there's stuff that has to be spelled out a little bit better.
Right.
And they think, like, well, I've spent so much time in this world, this must be kind of intrinsic. So I think that this might be, if this is what I think it is, I theorize that this is something that Hickman's been brewing on for a long time, and he's has like, sort of working on the side. And so he forgot to make it more accessible.
Well, interestingly enough, he definitely spells it out, like, by using his Hickman formula.
His
essays.
We're
just going to call this now, where he tries to spell out as much as he possibly can in these long paragraphs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like that works for some of his books, and for this one, it does not.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so much information, and it almost says nothing.
Yeah, there's too many pages of that, for one. Like, every issue of House of X, Powers of X had, like, maybe two or three, and sometimes they'd have, like, fun graphics. This has basically no fun graphics. This has almost the exact same graphic design as the X-Men books, with, like, this new made-up language.
Yeah.
He needed to... And the art is awesome, except I feel like there's probably something, there's meaning behind, like, why are some panels full color, and why are some sketchy, and why are some black and white sketchy?
Right.
Like, it looks like the book is unfinished on purpose, and I can vibe with that vibe.
If we knew what was happening.
Yeah.
Right?
And you did finish it.
I did finish it.
Okay, so there's not, like, some twist at the end that explains. Yeah. And...
No. And you know what? It got better towards the, like, when the story just actually starts.
Sure.
So basically, when the story really does start, there's a courier who's delivering a package.
Right.
It turns out the package is a weapon that an assassin is using to kill a crime boss who has, like, fucked over another crime family, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Who's, like, the more powerful syndicate. So it's a very simple story.
Right.
At that point. But you're like, okay, what does this have to do with the whole beginning of the other book?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was fun. But why is it all in black and white? Why is the other crime boss in color? It does just look unfinished to me. I don't understand what this had to do with the other part.
Like, I think he wanted to build out this gigantic world from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see literally a map of, like, where the different bases are within this galaxy.
Right.
And this is something that spans hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah.
But then we're like, okay, let's focus in tiny, tiny, tiny on this courier. There's like a disconnect. Like, okay, I hate to, but Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
We start with, like, okay, this is a giant star-destroying thing, and then we launch these robots, and then we find this tiny, insignificant dude, Luke. Like, I don't see the immediate connection, and it makes me, I'm not, like, attached to anything that's happening.
Right. Exactly. So...
So Decorum, like, we hope it gets better.
Yeah. I mean, Jonathan Hickman's such a good storyteller, but... Maybe this just, he has so many other things going on that maybe this just wasn't the right time.
And the art is also, like, it's distracting.
It's so fragmented.
Yeah.
And I feel, I almost feel like maybe it wasn't finished, and then they're like, let's just try this, and maybe it will work.
Yeah, like, how some comics, like, or I see this in architecture sometimes, too. People are like, oh, it's kind of cool looking when the building's unfinished and when you can see all its, like, parts and how it's put together. But there has to be, like, a clear meaning behind it.
Right.
Or otherwise, I think too much. When I'm reading a comic, I don't want to think about how the page is put together.
Yeah.
Maybe the second time I read it. But the first time, no.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Another book I've read this week I actually really liked.
Mm.
So the Jim Henson Storyteller series has been going on a while now. They did the fairies, the giants, dragons.
And these are like anthology stuff, right?
These are all anthologies,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So they're different stories each time. This one that I picked up off the shelf, I'm glad I did because it's completely fallen apart.
Oh, no! We can't sell this.
Yeah, we can't sell this. Oh, my God.
Attention to all future comics companies.
Yes.
Use good staples.
Yeah.
What company is this?
This is
Marvel?
Boom.
Oh, it's Boom.
Yeah, and usually Boom has really nice books. Well, I was like, this feels a little
thin. You know
what?
When I was grocery shopping this a couple days ago, and I saw some lady with a shopping cart full of staples. I think she's hoarding all the staples.
Oh, and God boom, damn, those hoarders. Yeah.
See, what coronavirus.
What do with all those staples?
Yeah, really, they're going to go bad.
Just rotten in weeks.
Look at the expiration date on your staples.
Yeah, they're going to rust, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a storyteller ghost and ghosts.
Ghosts?
Ghosts.
Oh, this is just, okay, this isn't what it's called. This is just, it is hard to say ghosts.
It is hard to say ghosts.
Ghosts.
Ghosts. Yeah. Plural.
Ghostsy flies, yes.
So the first story, so usually they do kind of like a myth or a legend in this,
right.
And it has a different artist or writer each time.
Okay.
This one was by Mark Laszlo and Patricio, oh man.
Mark Laszlo. I went to high school with a guy named Mark Laszlo.
Did he have accents over his name?
Sure didn't. Different guy. Okay, cool.
How do you say the Mark with an accent over an A?
I think that'd be Merc.
Merc?
Well, it's an accent aigu, the one that goes up. I learned that in French class. That's the only thing I remember.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be, I think that'd be Mark.
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 Mark. Mark. That's
so I think Tommy Wiseau wrote this. Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay. And, Patricio.
Patricio?
Patricio?
That's Italian.
Patricio del Pace.
So wait, okay, hold on a second. Patricio del Pace has no accents over any of the letters
right.
in his name.
Right.
Mark Laszlo has an accent over the A in Mark,
right.
the A in Laszlo, and the O in Laszlo.
Correct. That's a lot of accents.
Is there like an accent sale?
Probably.
You know, when I went to the supermarket, they had all the accent aigus still on the shelf, so there's still plenty of those.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah.
So, this was called the Myling. Do you know what a Myling is?
I don't.
Well, they're going to tell you in this comic.
Well, not that one, because it fell apart. But
true, you yeah. really, you're really going to find out nothing in this issue.
God, I'm worried that people are going to, like... Do you think this affected other... this issue? Like, if people bought... Other people bought this and took it home, and then
well,
it fell apart?
I hope that they would know immediately, because I picked this up, and obviously I...
You brought it all the way up here.
I brought it all the way up here, and I was like, well, this feels very light.
Okay. Are there just straight up no staples in here?
There's no staples in this one. Wonder what happened to the rest of it.
Now I'm starting to think that maybe, like, this is someone came to our store and stole staples from us.
They just...
And they're like, what's something no one's going to fucking buy? Oh, Jim Henson Storytellers.
This is a very good book.
Well, I'm not saying this person is clearly a douchebag, so they're like, all right, someone's going to buy this Marvel comic, but no one's going to look at Jim Henson.
Anyways,
yes.
Do you know what I was going to let you know what a Myling is.
What is a Myling?
However, that might spoil this entire comic.
Oh, okay.
It's a vengeful spirit of a baby.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So like if the girl from The Ring was like a little younger.
Like a baby.
Okay, so, yeah.
So if they killed that little girl when she was a baby, which would have been good because she was a terrible person.
Yeah, she was fucked up.
Drown that girl.
Yeah, they did drown
her. Oh, they did drown her.
Wait, was she like, I never saw The Ring. Was she like, did they drown her because she was evil?
Yes.
Okay, she wasn't like an innocent person who they drowned and then and now her...
No, they found her in the deep Amazon, if I remember. And then it turned out that she was evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember.
And somebody's like, we gotta get this on video cassette.
Yes! Bad idea, it turns out.
Yeah.
Then they upload it into the web eventually. Is that like The Ring 3 or something?
I never saw the second one, or the first one, or the third one. I haven't seen any.
There's a third one, though, right?
I don't know.
It's all about the Japanese one, Ju-on versus The Ring.
Oh.
Ringu. Yeah. It's the girls start to fight.
Is Ju-on the Grudge?
Yeah.
Oh, that Grudge is a little boy.
No, it's a girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, there is a boy, yes.
Sure.
He's like the son of the vengeful spirit, but she's the bad one, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Versus that one Saturday Night Live sketch where Kristen Wiig plays a Korean water ghost.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's like a parody of like a Disney Channel like sitcom or something.
Oh, God.
Where it's, oh snap, mom's a ghost. And it tells the whole story about how she became a Korean water ghost, and then she's like crawling on the ceiling and saying, kids, it's time for bed. It's really, really just Google Kristen Wiig water ghost.
Sweet.
SNL.
Well,
if you need parody of this very specific horror genre, yeah.
Also they were Japanese, not Korean.
Okay, and that's an SNL sketch. Oh, maybe they said Japanese. I feel like they said Korean, though.
There's lots of Korean vengeful
sure.
spirit ghost movies as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a Mandela effect. Whatever.
They're pretty good. All right, so Storyteller, Ghost, two thumbs up.
Great.
Looking forward to the next one. Good time for spooky stories, right? You're trapped inside.
Oh, I was going to say, we could dedicate a part of the episode to talking about, like, movies about diseases, like Outbreak and Contagion, yeah. Or the Batman series right before No Man's Land.
Outbreak is on Netflix right now. Ugh. Bastards, why would they do that?
Yeah, that's okay. Cruel.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, let's just do a normal one.
All right, thirdly? I read Cable.
Cable, yes.
Cable.
Yeah.
From Marvel, obviously.
Is he young?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you miss out on this?
I didn't read. I haven't. I love that cover. I like how it looks mm-hmm. really pulpy in like 70s.
Yeah. He's baby Cable. I mean, you know.
Young, yeah.
Young Cable came from the future.
Yeah.
Back in time.
I never
back
really...
to the future, Cape. Back to the Cable.
So this is like, I never really understood why. Admittedly, I haven't really read that many Cable books, uh-huh. but like, if Cyclops and Phoenix's son, why would he wait until he's hella old to come back to the present and like help out or whatever? So this is cool. Like, he still has gray hair.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe just because he doesn't look like Cable unless he has gray hair.
Yeah, this is cute. It's a cute book. Phil Noto draws mm-hmm. it.
May I?
Jerry Duggan. Yeah.
I like Jerry Duggan.
Yeah, art's really, really good.
Oh, and he teams up with Armor from Astonishing
X-Men. Sure does. And Fauna and Pixie.
Okay, so it's kind of like Cable assembles
a young team.
Almost like X-Force again.
Pretty much, yeah. Except they're like actually solving issues on where do they live?
Oh, wait, is this like Cable before he travels back in time?
No, Cable's been around for a bit now.
Oh, he's okay.
Yeah.
Because he's fighting Wolverine, but it's almost implied that
he's not fighting Wolverine. They're on Krakoa,
right?
And they're just
no. Is he sparring?
Yeah, he's sparring. Yeah. They have like it's actually really cute. They have this like whole little sparring, like thing set up on Krakoa, and they have like this is how we get battle points, and like it shows who's like fought each other and who's won.
Mm-hmm.
In their battle arena, that's Silver Samurai, like does the.
Okay.
Reffing, basically, and Silver Samurai's like joking around with them. I'm like, this is so weird.
Oh, it looks like okay.
An old I don't want to
spoil it. Yeah. Okay, neat. All right. Yeah. How well does it tie in with? Because X-Men is experiencing a very different status quo than anything we're used to at the moment. Does it tie into all that really well?
It does.
Cool.
Yeah. I didn't think I was gonna like this book, and I really did.
Great.
So, again, two thumbs up for Cable.
Nice.
It was really weird because I thought I was going to like Decorum the most, and it turns out I liked these books.
I was really excited for Decorum, and then it was pretty disappointing.
I know.
Yeah. I don't think I read anything. I read like
slack off.
Yeah, really. I'm sort of like tired of a lot of the books I was enjoying. Like I was reading the Symbiote Spider-Man Alien Reality series, and that's gotten a little too convoluted. Mm-hmm. And Doctor Strange Surgeon Supreme is kind of in like a weird like they want to do a 6-issue arc. And sometimes it should be 5 issues.
No.
So it's sort of like padded out.
Okay.
They're still good comics, of course. The second issue of The Man Who Fucked Up Time came out, but I was underwhelmed by the first issue, so I didn't even pick it up.
Yeah. It was kind of a light week this week, too.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah, there's still plenty of good comics, and you should come buy them from us.
You should.
Yeah. Have you been like, has someone come in and bought something and you were reminded of it and it made you go, oh yeah, that is really good? Has there been, like, a moment when that's happened, or someone's, like, asked you about something? Because that happened to me this week.
What was it?
New Mutants, Demon Bear Saga.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually just picked up that trade again, because the movie's coming out soon.
And it's going to be Demon Bear.
And it's going to be Demon Bear.
Yeah.
I hope, anyways. I mean, that movie was supposed to come out 2 years ago, and they did a ton of reshoots mm-hmm. on it.
Also, oh, it's got bumped again.
No, it's coming out in April still.
Oh, I heard it got bumped again. We may need to Google this.
No.
Yeah, this is like the fucking...
Because of Corona?
Yeah. No. This is like the fucking Terry Gilliam Don Quixote movie that's just like, it's never gonna come out. At least it's done. At least as far as we know, the production is done, maybe even post.
I was so excited to finally see it.
Yeah, we're just gonna be hit with like an onslaught. And also considering... Well, never mind. I mean, the James Bond movie, November. It was supposed to come out, I think... Less than a month from now.
Also in April.
He was on SNL, and then I think like maybe a day or two before the SNL episode aired, Daniel Craig had to make a mention in his monologue, oh, by the way, this virus is preventing the movie from coming out on time, so I'm not promoting anything, I'm just here.
It still says April 3rd. Oh, wait. Okay. Mulan, New Mutants, and Antlers. Oh, my God. Antlers was supposed to come out in November of last year, too.
What's Antlers?
It's this really cool horror movie that Guillermo del Toro produced. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. If exhibition couldn't be further beaten down more today, Disney has just moved Mulan, New Mutants, and Searchlight's horror picture Antlers off the release schedule. Ugh. No movies are going to come out.
Yeah.
Literally, no entertainment's going to come out, and people are just going to lose their minds.
Well, there's one movie out right now that everyone's talking about. The hot new comic book film sensation starring Vin Diesel. That's right, babies. I'm talking about Bloodshot, based off the hit Valiant comic. It had a trailer that made it look like it was supposed to come out like 15 years ago, but it's in theaters now. And how much money did it make at the box office? $1 million, which, if you remember the first Austin Powers movie, isn't very much money. So yeah, it made under $2 million. It made between $1 and $2 million. I think you said like, what, 1.6?
Yeah, that was just on Thursday and Friday, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so in 2 days. Maybe it'll do better. That's not a lot of money,
that's
though.
That's still not a lot of
on
money.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, I saw... Oh, we can talk about this. I saw Pixar's Onward.
Oh, how was that?
It was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest surprise was that... You know how every Pixar movie has, like, an opening short?
Yeah.
The opening short was a Simpsons short.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They've been putting out every so often, they put out one of those Maggie shorts with no dialogue. And, like... It was sort of a little, parts of it were like, it was clearly like for a kid audience. Like yeah. It didn't have like that same sort of bite that the Simpsons stuff has, that same sort of satire, because it's about Maggie having a crush on a boy that she meets at the park.
Oh.
But, and so that part of it is cute. It's sort of played more like a Rugrats episode than like a,
weird.
Than like a Simpsons episode. But it was like, you know, amusing. And yeah, if you go see Onward, you get to see the new Maggie short. And yeah, Onward, it had... it was ostensibly Pixar doing a D&D movie,
right.
Which I would be really excited about, but I feel like when I walked out of it, I was like, that could have been way funnier and done, like, more bits and gags. I think it just really wanted to tell its story. I don't know. Yeah. It could have been better. We have not been, like, liking anything on this show, except Cable.
Cable. I think, we're gonna have a lot of issues. There's all these... like, places that are, or all these studios that are filming right now, like, Shang-Chi was filming, and they've suspended.
Oh, whack.
I guess the only one that hasn't suspended filming is Batman.
Sure.
Like, good job, Batman.
Maybe that Batman's treating it like, I remember that when there was all the fires out here, and people couldn't go outside.
Yeah.
That they were, that I know a couple of people who were like, oh my god, nobody's outside, we can finally film something without having to worry about crowds and passersby.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a couple friends who made music videos in that time, and they look really cool and eerie, just like the empty streets and everything.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they're not on camera, they're like, alright, mask back on. So I bet that some studios are like, okay, well nobody's filming, which means that we can get everyone who needs to work.
Right.
So, Batman. Is that what the one you said?
Yeah, Batman. And, The Matrix, probably, too. I bet they're still filming in Alameda and San Francisco.
Yeah, probably. I mean, considering that we have so much... But you haven't seen anything that confirms that.
I haven't
that.
Seen anything that confirms that. Don't actually listen to me. I could
Seeing
just
as we've had more scares in this part of California than SoCal, I bet that they would have suspended production.
You think so?
Yeah,
maybe. God, there's literally so... But comics... I'm seeing no comics postponed. Just all the comic book movies that we wanted to see.
Yeah.
Because
you can still... I mean, even with... social distancing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more socially distant than comic books.
True.
Aside from the convention that was supposed to happen this weekend. did they bump it, or do they just, like, we're just not doing it this year?
Emerald City?
Yeah,
no, they bumped it. Okay. We don't know when. I'm worried that it's going to be in, like, the same time as San Diego, around that time, and then nobody's going to go, because they're like, we're going to bump it to summer, and it's like, don't do that.
Yeah. Part of the cool thing about ECCC was that it was, like,
really
spring.
Far away.
Yeah. And it was far away from other conventions.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I loved about WonderCon, and then they fucking took that away, too.
Yeah.
Well, they took it to LA.
I bet that's going to be canceled now, too.
That's in April, right?
Yeah. Like, a couple weeks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. So, probably... not gonna happen.
Yeah. So, do what I did, everybody. Download the Phoenix Wright trilogy to your Nintendo Switch and just hole up and hope for the best.
Oh, God.
So many people are gonna work on that screenplay. And by that, I mean play video games.
One exciting thing is happening. Marvel's actually putting a ton of money into Black Widow.
Oh, okay.
For the movie that's hopefully coming out.
End of April.
End of April? Yeah. Maybe. They're having a new Black Widow comic that's coming out.
Cover, they released the cover, looks great.
Yeah, the cover looks good by Adam Hughes. They're also putting a ton of money into, like, doing all of the old Black Widow trades are coming back out.
Oh,
Black
okay.
Widow toys.
Nice.
Like, so hopefully... But hopefully he doesn't hate, everyone hates Scarlett Johansson. Do people still hate Scarlett Johansson?
It's complicated. Like, I think they liked her in Marriage Story, even though they didn't, even the Marriage Story, a lot of people, well, a lot of people hate, a lot of people liked it, a lot of people hated it, obviously got a lot of critical acclaim. I did not like her performance in Jojo Rabbit. I thought it was a good movie, but I thought that her presence was distracting.
I thought her accent was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that he'd, like, I get that everyone in the, he didn't hire any German actors, so everyone was doing silly German accents, and I guess that's kind of funny, but it also would have been like, you know, there's probably, like, actual German actors. Like, I guess, okay, maybe not Christoph Waltz, because he's played a lot of Nazis.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, now I think about it, everyone in that movie is either American or British, or New Zealand.
Right.
Yeah, huh.
Okay, I didn't think about that. That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
All right. So... fair.
Yeah.
I was, well, hopefully not everyone hates her and we'll go see that movie. Because it's based off of the Greg Rucka Black Widow series when she meets her sister.
Or oh.
Her, not her real sister, but
sure.
You from the Red Room.
And it's got David Harbour as Red Guardian.
I know.
So yeah. I think there's going to be a lot. I think it'll be a very cool, fun, different Marvel movie. It's kind of cool that I doubt that this one will have any effect on, like, the universe. They don't have to worry about
it.
It's
all a prequel.
It's a prequel because she's... spoilers, dead. but it's dope that this one won't have to move any plot forward.
Yeah.
So the fact that they'll have the freedom to sort of like, we just want to tell a cool story, put in some wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the fans, and then, yeah, but the, if there's a post-credit scene, it won't be like, oh, we found a seventh fucking Infinity Gem or anything.
Yeah.
Man, what are they even going
to
do now?
Well, speaking of that, she was actually supposed to die a completely different way
in
the Avengers Endgame. She was supposed to die, like, I guess kind of like these, like, what are they called from Harry Potter? The death things.
The Dementors?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. They were going to bring the Dementors in. Not really. But like kind of like a shadowy like creature just like that.
Sure.
And they were supposed to kill her. And
to get the soul gem?
No.
Oh, just, she like, was just
randomly,
supposed to
just like random monsters.
It was going to be heroic sacrifice.
In, and she was like, guys, I don't really think that's a good idea. And luckily she has a lot of pull.
Yeah.
And
she was right.
Because
like, people, like... no one has been upset at the death of Black Widow. That scene, when it's either her or Hawkeye, is one of the best moments in the movie.
It's great. I totally cried.
because you're like, you genuinely don't, like, I was just like, okay, well, it's definitely going to be Hawkeye. And then I was like, oh, wait, maybe it isn't. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. And then, like, when you, it's so rare in movies like that to have a feeling of, like, I genuinely don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
It could have been either one. It could have been somehow neither.
Yeah.
Not both. I don't think anybody fucking thought both. No. That would have been, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that would have been pretty shitty.
Yeah.
So,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And speaking of SNL, rewatched the Black Widow trailer, the fake Black Widow trailer they made. They made it look like a sort of like a romantic comedy where she's dating Ultron.
That's amazing.
That was so funny. Marvel, we totally know how to write women.
Kansas City's Planet Comic Con also postponed. Yeah. I don't even know what that was.
No one's gathering. I watched WWE SmackDown this morning, and for the first time ever, they had to do an empty arena show.
Uh-huh.
So they had all the talent fly out to their performance center in Orlando and did an episode with no crowd. And, it was kind of, and so they used a lot of, like, clips from the pay-per-view. They just showed basically two entire matches to be like, we gotta fill time. It's a two-hour show. But it was kind of neat. Some people really made the best of it and managed to do stuff they wouldn't be able to do if there'd been a bunch of people screaming at them.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, when they announced, a few shows announced that they were gonna do a week or two of, like Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon were gonna do, like, no studio audience. I mean, and then they, Kimmel did it. And, I was excited to see, like, okay, what can they do now that they have this freedom, or, like, this handicap.
Yeah.
And then they announced, never mind, the shows aren't going to happen at all. So, fuck.
Ever? I remember, they're also suspending it?
They're also suspending it, yeah. Like...
I guess they do, like, sweat on each other and, like, they're very interactive.
I guess, yeah, they just want to... Like, I think that every... as much as they don't care about, like, people going to the grocery store, I mean, like, you know, a little bit, or, like, going out and living their lives, if they're like, look, if somebody has it and they go to work and they get everybody sick, then it's kind of work's fault. And they don't want to, you know, unfortunately, as much as I hate to say this out loud, but now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of places don't really give a shit about people being well. It's more they give a shit about people being sued. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to ruin your... Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks. I mean, I think... I don't know. Taking all sports away from people, including wrestling...
Right.
It is technically...
Sports entertainment. You don't have to call it sports. It's fine.
I think it's not good. I'm very... I mean, I know we want to protect our athletes and everything. Like, but at the same time, like, it's going to cause... problems, like people not being able to like watch their thing every day. Mm-hmm. People are gonna start like losing their minds. I'm very worried about it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are gonna like I fully expect the number of podcasts to fucking triple.
Oh yeah,
like I'm already like talking to my friends like, we should probably do a DD podcast, we're gonna have all this time.
Yeah.
Like me and my wife are like, what are we gonna, well, let's start a podcast. Like there's YouTube channels are gonna increase, a lot of people like a lot of just stuff where people, like, I was doing my, I don't think I'm going to do this again. Maybe I should reach out to them, but my trivia live stream gig, which I would totally, if I didn't drag my ass 2 hours away to Santa Clara, I would totally be like, hey, let's do this again. But but that would totally be something people would want to watch and do. Like, you know, take your
just
mind off.
Something to do, right? Ah, God, yeah, I don't know. It's a little worrisome. Also, all these, like, sports podcasts, what are they going to talk about? How there's no sports?
Well, it's like, remember that one time during the Super Bowl when there was a blackout and that's what they talked about for 20 minutes?
Oh my God, it's so boring. I was listening to one of Mark's hockey podcasts the other day and they literally, all they did was talk about, I know we talked about Corona a little bit too, we're going to try not to, but that's all they talked about was like, the entire
virus.
The virus, and like, well, how it's going to affect sports and blah, 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 and that's all, just recycled it over and over.
Yeah.
Boring. Talk about something else. Sorry.
But then there's no hockey to talk about.
So what
do
they
do?
They have to do something else.
We're lucky. Comics are still coming out.
Thank God for that.
And we didn't even talk about any good ones.
Yes, we did,
okay,
too.
Okay. Cable and... Well, I didn't read them.
Oh, my God. And you said you had nothing to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Other piece of news, by the way, guys. DC just released their June 2020 solicitations. Features a notable omission, guys. Since Dan DiDio got fired, all Generation events have been wiped from the schedule.
Generation events?
Yeah, that was like their new thing, the Generation. It was going to be like a new DC, you know, rebirth, I dare say it, event. Mm. And it's all gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How? Wait. What was it?
it was kind of like a secret, you know, like that was Dan DiDio's thing. It was going to be DC Generation. It was probably like a new rebirth.
Sure.
Right? But now that they fired him, it's all missing.
But suddenly, what's going to happen to his Metal Men series that no one liked and wasn't good?
I'm sure it's canceled. Unless he's right.
Somebody do something good with the Metal Men.
Yeah, please God, and don't let it be him. Yeah. I guess it's not going to be finished.
This is the second Metal Men series that he's written. And when they did the 52, the Wednesday comics, the big newspaper thing, he wrote the Metal Men page in that too.
Yeah.
And like, I as I was reading it, I was like, do I not like the Metal Men? Have they always been bad? Like, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
But he didn't, he had this like, I feel like he had this relationship with them that he just kept telling people, you don't understand what me and the Metal Men have. And only I can understand them, so only I will be writing them. You know?
Why couldn't they be metal women?
I don't know. <I'm just saying>. There's two, three, kind of.
There's three now?
Well, there's platinum.
Right, yeah.
And then in not the most recent reboot, but the one before, there was copper.
Oh.
And then, if you're going back to the 60s, there was Nameless, who was... Do you remember this?
No.
I feel like we talked about this on the show before.
No, we haven't.
So, at one issue, Tin... is lonely and decides to make a girlfriend. So he makes another tin robot that looks more effeminate. She is never given a name. She's just Tin's girlfriend.
Gross.
And then she kind of joins the team and is referred to, like on the page when they're like, look, it's Mercury and Gold and Platinum and Nameless. She's named Nameless. Or sometimes he called her sweetheart, or he had a pet name for her. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so even though the Metal Men are robots and robots aren't inherently genderless, and it's weird to assign gender to them in the first place. However,
right.
technically there have been three female identifying
Metal Men. So actually, Metal Men's very progressive.
three out of seven.
Uh-huh. Except for it's kind of creepy at the same time.
Yeah.
Because he made it out of himself.
Well, he didn't, like, use parts from himself. He was just like, here's some more tin.
Where did he get the tin from?
Tin's not easy to himself? Find. No, he didn't. Get tin. It's not like,
But isn't he, like, made of special metal? I don't really know much about the Metal Men, honestly.
You know what sucks? me neither.
We'll research more of this and then get back to you guys.
I love the idea. I think they could be a great, like, educational kids cartoon that teaches them about science and chemistry and crap. But yeah, I don't know.
it could be that. You could also just call them the Metal People. That doesn't have a good ring, does it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're called the X-Men, and at this point, I think more of them are female.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of male creators.
Yeah. Well, ooh. For a while, Chris Claremont, this is a rumor about Chris Claremont, is that whenever he would pitch a new character, he would always pitch new female characters, and then Marvel would have to be like, we need more men in the book. Could you just change this one?
Ew.
Yeah. Like, or maybe not, like, or he, someone would pitch him a character, and he'd be like, all right, but let's change it to a girl, and they'd be like, no, but I made a guy.
Right.
So, but apparently Chris Claremont just, like, when he took over, Exiles, the cast of six became five women and one man, and that one man was a male version of Mystique.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was bad for other reasons.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad because of, but, and then he put in, like, all the characters that he loves, like Psylocke and an alternate Kitty Pryde, and yeah. I think an alternate Selene. Is that her name?
Yes.
Hellfire Club?
Yes. That is her name, Selene,
yeah. Yeah, I think there was an alternate Selene in there. Blink,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and John Romita Jr. always tried to make more black characters and black female characters, and then Marvel would be like, no.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, speaking of black characters, remember the Milestone company?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Milestone imprint. If you don't know about the Milestone imprint, it was this thing DC tried in the 90s that if they tried a little harder, it might have worked. That's where we got Static, and it was basically like they made a new separate universe with I would say much more diverse, but really just not white cast.
Yeah.
Like they just they rolled out Static and this guy Icon, who was basically Black Superman, and two other books, and they were like, they were gonna have this be a separate thing. It had a small following and ended up leading to a Static Shock animated series, but it didn't really gain a lot of traction. I got an alert to my phone from Google Maps saying someone has a question about Escapist Comics bookstore. Would you like to answer it?
Oh yeah.
You got that alert too?
Yeah.
Okay, did you respond to it?
I did.
So a guy asked if we had the trades of Static and Icon.
Uh-huh.
And we don't.
No.
But that's not our fault.
No, they're out of print.
They're out of print.
They've been out of print. We've asked them several times to put them back in print.
Yeah.
And they have not.
Like, even, like, because the Dakotaverse, Milestoneverse was Dwayne McDuffie.
Yeah.
Created, like, all this stuff. And after he passed away in, I want to say, 2011? 2012?
Yeah, around then, yeah.
I would think they'd, like, try it again. Static was in the Teen Titans for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
And now he's nowhere. I haven't seen him in a comic in a while.
Yeah, why not? Like, that'd be an easy sell.
I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's like, DC, why can't you just get these characters right?
Yeah.
Why can't you just keep more diverse characters in your universe?
Yeah.
Bad job.
Like, I think that, okay, maybe I can understand someone not understanding how to write, like, Icon, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But Static and the Blood Syndicate, that's... And then there was a fourth one. Oh, like Hardware.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a Deathlock type.
Yeah.
Okay, just Static. Like,
yeah.
Or if you have a great idea for the other ones, then
right.
Great. But like, I think that it's silly that we don't have a Static book on the shelves right now.
Yeah.
Make Static a girl. Who cares? Let's just, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else before we sign off? We didn't take a break, but I don't think we need to.
Nah. Oh, I was just reading the review on Bloodshot. Even Newsarama, sorry guys, gave a 5 out of 10. That's fine. It's like, review, right? Like a meh.
Yeah.
Meh. Yeah.
And
so...
it's, you know that in the Wikipedia page for this movie, it's going to be like, well, because of COVID-19, we really couldn't get a lot of people to see it. And it's like, nah, dude, you just made a crappy movie.
Yeah. And I bet a lot of people probably would have gone and seen it because there was nothing in the theaters right now.
Yeah.
Like that Hunt movie finally came out. The Hunt.
Oh, The Hunt?
Yeah. Liberals versus are super liberals versus super rednecks.
What?
Yeah. You don't know about this movie?
Who made this?
Blumhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just sounds like that self-congratulation. No matter which side, no matter who wins, we lose.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. I don't know. I'd probably watch it. It looks so bad. I'm not going to see it at theaters. No. I'd watch it, like, on cable.
Yeah. If it goes to... What's that horror streaming service you have?
Shudder.
Shudder.
Yeah.
So if it goes to Shudder, you'd be like, all right, I'm a little drunk.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much all that's in theaters. Oh, and, like, Birds of Prey, still in theaters. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
we can still go see it.
We can still go see it in our hazmat suits.
Exactly. Don't touch the rails! Don't touch the rails!
I saw Onward on the Tuesday after it came out, in the evening, right. And there was... 4 people in total in the theater, including myself.
Yeah. Yeah. We could probably go. Let's bring some, like, Lysol.
Yeah.
Spray the seats down.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Coronavirus Update number 2099.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say a comics thing.
It's okay. We'll be okay.
One time, I went to a show at a bar in San Francisco that I don't remember the name, but I remember the address was 2099 on whatever street it was
on.
Cool. And the host was a comics fan. I was like, hey, that's a funny address. Does Miguel O'Hara work here? And he laughed, but every other comic was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're nerds.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2099. His real name is Miguel O'Hara.
Yeah, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
He's in the Spider-Verse, technically.
He is.
Yeah.
He's going to be... Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say, too.
What?
Nothing.
A sequel?
Yeah, he's going to be in the sequel.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
If they don't, I'll understand.
Why?
Because, like, if they roll him in... I don't know. They built up such a cool cast of characters.
Yeah.
And I guess it would be, like, another... Like, are they going to add? And it's going to be like, obviously everybody comes back because every character in that movie was cool.
Isn't it going to be mostly about Gwen Stacy anyways, the next one?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
No, I heard
That'd be kind of whack if they were just like, all right, we're done with
Miles. I think it's just going to be
both. I almost called him Miguel O'Hara.
Well, that's what I heard anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they gave her like a bit, if it was like more of a two for the two of them.
Yeah. I think that's right.
But then I want more Peter B. Parker. I want more Nick Miller from New Girl in sweatpants.
Yeah,
I gotta watch that movie again.
There's been too much of that cosplay, though. I don't want to see more fat Peter Parkers in sweatpants.
Oh, my God. I saw it, and I was like, I would wear this to every convention if it didn't require me to be shoeless.
Yeah, and fat.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not really fat shaming. It's just gross, because it's usually, like... Gross guys doing.
Well, it's like, it's not like fat. It's like a gut. It's not like Volstagg the Voluminous.
No. Yeah. It's not like, it's usually like guys who don't try.
Sure. But it is like, in terms of, I don't know, if I saw that on Halloween, not, at a convention, maybe not, because it's like, at a convention, people like go all out. So
right.
But if I saw it on Halloween, I'd be like, nice.
Okay.
All right, now we can close it out. So, my social media, you can find me everywhere at Jacob S. Rubin.
I'm at Jessa Balboni.
Anything coming? Is Ghost Town? How's Ghost Town doing?
We're okay. We're surviving.
Yeah.
Yeah, people start drinking.
Yeah.
Come drink beer.
Starting in April, I'm hosting bingo there. I got an email.
Yeah.
First Tuesday of every month.
Sweet!
So come hang out and play bingo.
Come play bingo.
Yeah.
We'll sterilize things.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean... I won't be surprised if by April this shit isn't all cleared up.
Or worse.
But I feel like by May.
By May it will be alright.
Yeah.
And we'll have flowers.
Yeah.
For May. May flowers. Alright, I'm Jessica Belvin.
And I'm Jacob Rubin. Thanks so much for listening. Don't escape, everybody.
We're sticking.